I want to open with a short scene. Picture a plant floor where a valve leaked late one Friday. Operators patched it, sent an email, and moved on. 2 weeks later, the same line failed again. This time, the leak was bigger, and it cost time, customer trust, and a weekend of people scrambling. No single person had intended harm, but everybody trusted the fix because it worked in the moment. That near miss was hidden until it recurred, and credibility was lost. That tension, learning versus accountability, is what today is about.
That scenario is almost too familiar. Good intention, temporary potch, and then the repeat failure that screams, "We never fixed this system." Principles only matter if they change behavior. So how do we design a response that keeps people safe and honest?
Welcome to the Excellence Imperative. Principles don't expire, practices do. I'm James Whitmore.
And I'm Mark Ellison. Today, we're talking about failure protocols, how leaders can make it safe to surface problems, fast to stop harm, and disciplined in follow-through, so mistakes become durable learning, not career risk or excuse for inaction.
Before we bring on our guests, quick framing. When we say failure, we mean a system signal, not a moral judgment. How leaders design the response determines whether a problem turns into capability or cascades into repeated harm.
Execution reality check. In our work, we see three common failure modes. 1. Blame culture that hides issues. 2. Normalization of deviation, or small fixes become standard practice. And 3. Learning theater. Meetings that feel like learning but produce no follow-through. If it doesn't work in the system, it doesn't work at all.
Today, we brought two leaders who reworked these problems into operational practice. Aishan Komo redesigned incident response on the front line to preserve dignity and speed recovery. Luis Ortega built governance layers to prevent repeat failures while protecting learning spaces. Aisha, Luis, welcome.
Thanks, James. I lead operations for a regional manufacturing group. My focus is on making incident response simple and respectful, so teams feel safe to surface problems and we actually close the loop on fixes.
Pleasure to be here. I head reliability and governance. My job is to make sure we have durable controls and metrics that detect whether learning stuck or just looked good on paper.
Let's lay a simple failure taxonomy we like to use. Safety, compliance, systemic design, and capability gap. Why this matters? Because each category needs different leader behavior and different follow-through.
Quick definitions. Safety is immediate harm risk. Stop the line. Compliance is regulatory or contractual. Must be escalated. Systemic design means process or tool failure. Redesign. Capability gap is people needing coaching or training. Different problems, different stop roles, and ownership.
On the floor, the taxonomy did two things. It made language precise, so people stopped arguing about blame, and it triggered different scripts. If it's safety, we stop and secure. If it's systemic, we run a short containment and flag it for redesign. That clarity lowered the bar for reporting. And from governance, the taxonomy gave us fast triage rules. We built an escalation matrix. Auto-escalate safety and compliance issues to leadership. Systemic and capability issues start as local problem-solving with a clear check-in cadence. That preserved psychological safety while ensuring leaders saw patterns early.
Let's walk through decision rules. When do leaders pause operations? When do they coach? And when must they convene leadership? Aisha, give us a frontline rule you use in practice.
Rule 1. Anything that threatens life, severe injury, or critical product loss, stop. Rule 2. If the same deviation occurs more than twice in 30 days, pause and escalate. Rule 3. If the workaround bypasses a critical control, escalate immediately. These are simple stop rules people can remember under stress.
I like that. Simple, measurable, and time-bound. Leaders tend to overcomplicate. If you can memorize the rule in the heat of the moment, it works. Now, mechanics. the scripts. We promised 3 reproducible scripts: initial response, blameless review, and leadership debrief. Let's name them and read the core lines leaders and teams use.
Thank you for raising this. First, is anyone at risk? Secure safety. Second, contain the impact so it doesn't spread. Third, pause any workaround that masks the root cause. Fourth, log the event and assign immediate owner for initial actions.
In practice, I add a sentence for dignity. We value you bringing this up. We will treat the facts, not people. That line matters. It reduces fear and focuses the conversation on systems, not individuals.
What happened? What did we intend to happen? What prevented the intended outcome? What will we change and who owns it by when? The end of the meeting records the owner, due date, and measurable indicator of success.
And script 3, leadership debrief. Leaders should say, "We appreciate the team response. Our job now is to ensure this doesn't repeat. We'll review the fix at 30 days, measure whether the delta shrank, and if it didn't, we'll assess governance changes." That commits leadership and sets a measurable follow-through.
2 small but critical stop rules to call out. Never accept "we fixed it" without evidence, and never close an incident without a documented owner and a success metric. Those guardrails prevent learning theater.
Let me share a case study. We had recurring failures in a packaging line. Initially, we did root cause meetings that felt productive, but nothing changed. I redesigned the process: immediate containment, then a 48-hour quick improvement squad to propose a fix, then a 30-day check to validate. We tracked a simple metric, repeat rate within 30 days, and tied that to leader follow-up. In 90 days, repeat failures dropped by 70%.
And we layered governance. Systemic failures that hit that 30-day repeat threshold triggered a governance review, not to punish, but to assess controls, redesign requirements, and resourcing. If the control changes required cross-functional work, leadership committed budget and a sponsor. That closed the loop between learning and prevention.
Here's the sticky tension: accountability. Some listeners hear "blameless" and worry it means no one is held to account. We need to debate that. Luis, how do you assign ownership without creating a blame culture?
Good question. Blameless review is about understanding. Accountability is about outcomes. We separate the discovery conversation from the accountability conversation. During discovery, we avoid personal judgments to get facts. After we know what failed and who owns the fix, leaders hold people to deliverables. If someone consistently fails to close assigned actions, that becomes a performance conversation, not part of the blameless inquiry.
Exactly. In our system, the initial response protects the reporter. Later, the owner is tracked. If the owner misses the metric, the leader steps in. Leaders are accountable for what actually happens, not what they intend. That accountability is visible and tied to outcomes, not finger-pointing.
This is servant leadership in action. Your role as a leader is to remove barriers, not become one. We design practices that protect people and enable performance. So the synthesis is taxonomy plus scripts plus governance equals learning that sticks without eroding accountability.
Practical reality check time: a 30-day playbook. Day 1, ensure initial response script is done and owner assigned. Days 2 to 7, containment actions and quick fixes logged. Day 14, short progress review by local leader. Day 30, verification of the metric. Did repeat rate drop? If yes, close with documentation. If no, escalate to governance with a root cause package and a recommended redesign. Leaders should schedule these check-ins into their calendar. Good intentions don't produce results. Disciplined execution does.
Daily checks in week 1 are lightweight: a 5-minute stand-up status and a short note in the incident log. It keeps momentum without turning into theater.
Early metrics to detect true learning: repeat rate within 30 days, time to containment, and percent of incidents with a documented owner and metric. If those numbers don't move, you lack learning. If they move but harm keeps happening, you have a prevention problem and need design change.
Leadership reflection question for listeners: what is one stop rule you can put on a card and teach to every person who touches your process this week? If you can't state that stop rule in one sentence, you don't have clarity yet.
and a practical challenge. Pick one recurring issue in your area and run the 30-day playbook. Do the initial response script, record owner and metric, check at day 30, and bring the packet to your next leadership meeting. If you truly want better outcomes, redesign the system.
Tell your teams you will treat facts, not people. It changes how people report. If they trust you, they'll surface problems earlier, and you'll catch systemic issues before they escalate.
And document everything simply. A short incident packet is more powerful than 12 pages of meeting notes. Make ownership and metrics impossible to ignore.
To close, failure is inevitable, but harm and repeat failures are not. Design protocols that protect people, stop harm fast, and ensure disciplined follow-through. Principles don't expire, practices do. When you practice clarity, measurement, and servant leadership, you build capability that endures.
Thanks to Aisha and Luis for sharing actionable scripts and governance guardrails today. Lots to pull into practice.
Thanks for having me. If leaders make a small set of rules and follow them consistently, teams will follow and safety and learning improve.
Grateful to be here. Remember, measure the behavior you want to change. The data will tell you whether learning stuck.
Signature Q. Excellence is not an outcome. It's a way of leading. If you found value in today's conversation, subscribe to the Excellence Imperative so future episodes land in your feed. Share this with a leader who needs a 30-day playbook to turn problems into capability.